USA News Update. Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year.
That's one of the highest amounts to date, up from nearly $24 billion last year. The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend an average of just over $192 per person on gifts. I'm Trey Thomas.
The suspect responsible for the mass shooting at Michigan State University on Monday night is dead. Officials say a 43-year-old man with no affiliation to the school killed three people and critically wounded five. MSU Police Interim Deputy Chief Chris Rossman.
This truly has been a nightmare that we are living tonight.
Inflation goes up another half percentage point in January, as the CPI number was released Tuesday morning. Inflation sits at 6.4% over last year. Lance Pry, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.